It is time for another journey deep into the lining of the magical talking hat. Hat wranglers Tony and William reach into the yawning chasm that is the hat and pull forth the questions you have posed. Will they tire of your question quickly? Is your name Azhatalin? Then perhaps they will, but then perhaps not. But that will remain a mystery until we venture into the magical talking hat.
Clear.
We should begin, and then the loud car goes by. Brilliant. Okay. Also, are you supposed to have phantom power on with regular mics?
I don't know.
Okay, well, here's a test, people, because I'm pretty sure we never have phantom power on. So here's how we sound without phantom power. And here's how we sound with phantom power. Right now, you say some things so that they know.
But you're talking, and it doesn't matter if I say anything. If you've got phantom power on, they're going to...
But maybe, see, they need two perspectives. Okay,
two
now,
perspectives.
Phantom power off. Or at least I tried to. Okay.
Oh, and then
so,
the light sort of fades
let us
off.
Know if that did anything, and if you like it better or worse than this. But for now, we'll just do our old way. Anyway. Hello. And welcome to the Magical Talking Hat Podcast. The only podcast in the world that died 25 years ago tonight. On this very night.
Is that why we're talking about phantom power?
Like, in the morning, you go back to the place you listen to the podcast, and it's a graveyard. And you find a gravestone that says the Magical Talking Hat, and your earbuds are sitting on it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Good one.
I'm Tony.
And I'm William, and this is episode 151.
I think I might be a little quiet.
It's kind of weird that we missed our 150th episode.
I know, I felt really bad about that, but...
I wanted to say sesquicent
episode.
No, I messed it up. Sesquicent episode. That's what I wanted. I wanted to say it, and I was glad that you put it in the description.
Well, I owe Strong Bad for that.
You do? Why?
Because on his 150th Strong Bad email, he said sesquicentennial, I believe, is what he said.
Sesquicent episode. It shouldn't be that tricky to say, but it kind of is, isn't it?
I only know the word because I happened to be going to Grinnell in the year where they had their sesquicentennial. Otherwise, I wouldn't even know that word.
Yeah, Iowa had its sesquicentennial back in 96. So, and it was, you know, all that year they were talking about it.
Did I say I'm Tony?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you're William?
I did say that.
All right, then. For those of you joining us for the first time, how you like us so far?
Apparently you just got here.
The way this show works, we have a hat. It's magical. It has its own email address. That email address is themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. All of you should be emailing this address all the time. themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Listeners, beloved listeners... Email this email address, email the hat, as it were, with questions, comments, topics, short things. The hat magically, on its own, transmogrifies those emails into little note cards with the information written on them that manifest physically within the hat itself. We draw those cards out of the hat at random. Read them on the air, talk about them till we're bored, do that for about an hour. That's the whole show.
The whole show.
Yes, and I am very out of it because I am on drugs.
Well, this should be very interesting, then.
I'm not. I mean, I am and I'm not. So as you know, things with my back are not going well.
That's what I heard, yeah.
They're really not going well.
Mm-hmm.
Super badly. Things that are preventing me from going to the gym at all. things that have me walking around crooked all the time, things that have me unable to walk very far for any length of time, things that I won't even go into of more personal nature, symptoms that are really freaking me the fuck out. So I finally got into the doctor, talked to him about it. He did a bunch of the basic tests to make sure I'm not brain damaged and things like that. And then got me in for an x-ray. Start with an x-ray, not an MRI. We kind of figured we would need an MRI, but for insurance purposes, you start with an x-ray.
Okay.
And then if the x-ray shows something, you say, we need an MRI for more information. And if the x-ray shows nothing, you say, we need an MRI to see what we missed. So the x-ray, relatively uninteresting. There's a couple of weird things, but that might be explained pretty easily. So MRI is the next step. And it's scheduled for Monday.
Oh, you haven't done it yet?
No, we're doing it Monday. In the meantime, though, to assist me with my really, really shitty mornings, where I spend hours just trying to get into a sitting position, he has given me some Valium for while I sleep.
Okay.
So that my muscles don't tense up overnight. And then a little Vicodin in the morning to help with that early morning pain.
Boy, that's some heavy-duty stuff.
Yeah, and it's not doing much so far.
It's not?
Valium appears to be doing nothing, but I have a weird track record with muscle relaxers. The Vicodin gets me a little bit buzzed, but still seems to not be doing anything. But I feel like it's having a cumulative effect. It lasts well into the day, and just in general, I'm not sleeping good. I think that's the lack of exercise. I'm sleeping very poorly, so I'm kind of tired all the time. And there's nothing that gets you tired like waking up at 5:30 in the morning and immediately taking Vicodin. So I don't know how long I'm going to keep up with the meds. I'm at least giving it through the week to see if it like takes some time to sort of help. But it's not doing a lot. But hopefully the MRI will tell us something.
I thought Valium was like a really heavy duty.
That's how I think of it too, but yeah. In general, muscle relaxers don't do too much for me.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird. Anyway, yeah, so I'm just glad that we're finally...
What about that stuff you were taking when we made Inquire Within?
Percocet?
Yeah.
First of all, I think it's off the market.
Oh.
I think all of the such and such sets, Percocet, Darvocet, Daniel set, I don't know, I think they're all off the market. We were actually talking about this just the other night. Because, like Vicodin is Tylenol with codeine. You used to know it as Tylenol number 3. Tylenol with codeine. It's just that. That's what Vicodin is. But the sets were acetaminophen and other stuff, but they were... I think it was acetaminophen. But in any event, the over-the-counter med that I think was acetaminophen... They had ridiculously high doses of them, like, that would really mess up your liver and things.
Mm.
And so they stopped doing those. But yeah, secondly, even if they still did have Percocet, I wouldn't ask for it, and I don't think my doctor would give it to me, because I did not do super well with that.
Oh, I thought you did. I thought it worked for you.
Yes, it worked really well, so I kept begging for more.
Mm.
And eventually my doctor just had to stop returning my calls. And it worked super well, and it made me hallucinate bats that came to life 3 days later.
What?
You know this story. I think I even told it on the podcast.
I don't,
I'm taking Percocet for my back. My back really hurts. In addition to that, I've got hypertension, and I'm in the middle of a study where I have to wear an ambulatory blood pressure cuff.
Yeah, right, I remember all that.
So... staying up late nights on my Percocet, watching TV, and I see a bat in the house.
Yeah, but that was a real bat.
Not yet.
What do you mean, not yet?
I mean, I wake up Trish, she can't find any sign of a bat.
Well,
this goes on for 3 days. Nobody sees the bat except me, and I only see it when I'm high on Percocet and it's the middle of the night. I eventually convince myself it's in my imagination, so when the bat shows up again, I ignore it. Then it buzzes my head, and I feel that. So I wake up, Stephanie's visiting at that time too, so I wake up both of them, and finally they see the bat also. this is when I'm wearing the ambulatory blood pressure cuff. And as we're trying to catch the bat, it goes beep, 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 and starts inflating. And I believe I say, oh, fuck you, rip it off and throw it across the room. So the next day when I turned it in, I had to say, if you get some weird readings around 3 a.m., there was a bat in the house.
I remember the bat incident, but I don't remember you having 3 days of thinking you hallucinated it.
Seriously, we eventually found there was a shelf back in the dining room back there that was where it would go to.
Yeah,
like
hide.
It had no food or water for days.
No, yeah, well, that's what bats do. They hide.
And we managed to get it outside.
A lot of times they'll hide, like, in your drapes or something.
Yeah,
you know?
No, it was fucked up. But, yeah, for days, nobody else. We would scour the place. Nobody else saw it. I was really thinking I was imagining it.
I don't remember that part. I do remember the bat, though.
So, how was your week, William? How was your 2 weeks?
Well, let's see. We've got a lot of people have submitted their sound files for The Adventures of Briar Rose.
Good, because the deadline's 2 days away.
Yep.
Even I finally did it.
Yes, you did. Thank you so much. There are a few people that haven't finished.
Don't thank me until you've listened to them.
That haven't finished yet, and so hopefully I'll be able to help them with it, with whatever issues they're having. But most people have sent the files, and, you know, I'm just really grateful for everybody who's been participating in this project. I'm surprised, really. I mean, when I first put the script together and I thought this would be a good idea and I brought it up to you, I had no idea what I was going to do with it or how I was going to do anything with it. And, you know, you said you would talk to a few people, and before long, you know, friends of yours and friends of both of ours, and, you know, a lot of people who listen to the show were involved with it, and I just can't believe that that it worked like that. You know what I mean? It's just, yeah. I just never would have dreamed that it could have come together like that. So I'm very grateful to everybody who's helping out.
Do you want to know why it came together?
And I'm grateful to you, too, because if you hadn't done that, we wouldn't even be this far in the project. So I'm really happy about that.
Do you want to know why it happened?
Well, because you talked to people.
No, it had nothing to do with me. It had nothing to do with you. Here's the deal. A lot of people like the idea of acting.
Yeah, okay.
But it has two aspects to it that are a preventative bar for a lot of people. One is it's intimidating. You know, you're up in front of people saying stuff.
Mm.
Two, it takes effort. You have to, you know, audition. You have to rehearse, things like this.
Yeah.
This is a version of that lowers both of those bars.
Yeah, well,
doesn't take a lot of effort, and there's not a lot of risk. And that makes it really fun, which means you can do this a bunch if you want to. I mean, we'll see the results. If it comes out and it's a complete train wreck, we might all be like, yeah, maybe not.
Well,
but assuming that doesn't happen,
you
can probably do this lots, and a lot of us will be totally into participating.
Well, it's still going to, the project's still going to take a lot of time from here on out, because, first of all, once I get the other files, cutting it together, I might find out I need people to re-record certain parts. There's that.
Massive amounts of effects work.
Yeah, which I have no idea how long that's going to take. Long time ago, I made a list of all the effects that would be like, that you could just download and use a nice digital file versus the stuff that might have to be Foley'd. And then I might decide if I think Foleying something's
Foley
too hard.
Foley is a type of effect thing, for those who don't know. Named after Kids in the Hall member Dave Foley,
no.
Who originated it.
It is named after a guy named Foley, but...
Dave Foley. Kids in the Hall.
So there's that, and there's also the soundtrack, which I'll be working with my friend Chris on, and that might take a long time to develop and everything, so it's...
They're not very good.
No, it's not that. It's not inconceivable that it could be done by the end of the year, but that's... It's probably more likely going to go into next year, you know, pretty far into next year, actually,
so
as we work on these things.
Your royalty checks will be a while coming.
But, yeah, I was really excited about how much progress we've made there, and I'm really grateful to everyone who's helping out. Also, before I forget, I saw something that has been around for a while, so I'm sure I'm really late to the party on this one, but have you ever seen...
Gersworms!
The amazing... screw top head?
Screw on head.
Screw on head, yes.
Yes, yes, I have. That actually screw came up head. The other night. Somebody was
See, I couldn't even remember the name of it right.
Amazing Screw on Head. It was originally, I believe, a comic.
Mm-hmm. A one-shot comic, yeah.
And then was going to be a TV series. Mm-hmm. And what you see out there is the pilot.
It's a 25-minute pilot, or 25 minutes? Yeah. It is really good.
Would you care to explain the premise?
I don't know if I can. I don't know if
is
I...
that difficult?
I don't know if I know the premise exactly. I mean, it takes place in... the middle 1800s, Abraham Lincoln is president. I guess it's an alternate reality kind of thing, isn't it?
Sort of.
All
things considered.
I don't know if I want to say too much about it because I knew nothing about it and I enjoyed it more, I think.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know anything about it.
Well, hunt it down, people. The Amazing Screw-on-Head.
Screw-on-Head, yeah. That's what it's called. but Paul Giamatti is voicing the main titular character.
Molly Shannon does a voice.
David Hyde Pierce, is that the guy's name?
Yes.
Which, I mean...
he's the villain, I believe. I haven't seen it in a few years.
Emperor Zombie or whatever. It's really good. I mean, I like everything about it. I like the style. I like the voice characterizations.
It's very indicative of something you'd see on Adult Swim. But essentially, without any of the vulgarity that is common to that kind of stuff, it's something that you can largely show to. I don't feel like it has an age.
No, not really. I mean,
bracket.
He has.
But
a,
it's that same sort of quirky.
He has an assistant. He has an assistant named Mr. Groin. I don't know why he's got a name like that, but it's not like dirty or anything.
Yeah,
there's nothing about it that's. So other than that, I couldn't think of anything.
But I feel like it would fit in well on Adult Swim.
Yeah, probably, because it's quirky.
In fact, it was probably a pilot to go on Adult Swim.
I can't believe it just had one show, because it's really good.
Uh-huh.
And Paul Giamatti is excellent in it.
Uh-huh.
He's really good in it. I don't know. I thought it was really great, but I'm sure everybody who listens to us has already, because it's kind of old. I can't believe I've never seen it before, but I really liked it.
But if not, get your hands on that.
And I think I figured out what happened with the... remember how I was watching Dracula and I wasn't quite... you say I just sort of caught on to what everybody else saw.
Yes.
But I think the show actually changed direction slightly for a specific reason. And I'm basing that on what the last show did.
Which thing? The last show basically did, as many shitty shows are wont to do, explode in a branch of potential new ridiculous storylines that came out of nowhere.
Okay, here's, without giving anything away about what happened on the show, basically where they are now, and I think they're kind of going to be on a hiatus right now, right? Or,
well, it's the end of the season.
Yeah, so, and they don't know if they're going to get renewed or anything.
I think they are going to get renewed, because I think they're doing really well ratings-wise.
Where they are now is they're actually at a point that you can draw a parallel to a similar point in Bram Stoker's original novel. And...
A little bit.
And in such a way that you almost no longer... well, a lot of the things that they've had so far that weren't in Bram Stoker's original novel are kind of irrelevant.
Yes. I think your premise only works insofar as if we're going to draw a line in the sand and pick sides, and only pick two sides,
yeah,
the sides now closer resemble the sides at a certain point in Bram Stoker's novel. Whereas originally, the sides were all over the goddamn
but
place.
But not just that. There was also, obviously, Dracula is in London. Okay, that's part of the similarity between where they are now,
yes,
and where they are in the show. But the first season of Dracula is about why Dracula is in London.
Yes,
which is quite different than how the book has it.
Why? Yes, it is.
But what I'm saying is that now we're at a point where all those reasons for Dracula to be in London in the show don't really matter. You see what I'm saying?
Sort of.
So what I'm saying is what happened is they got a little ways into the show and they realized all of these changes we're making to the story that's different than the book, aren't impressing anybody. So let's steer the show a little bit more back to where the novel is, and that's where they are now. Almost exactly where the novel is.
Oh, no, I don't think they're going to stay there for a second.
Oh, I think they will.
No. Well, I'll tell you right now, as with a lot of shows like this, I think they've blown their load already, and we're going to have to come up with a larger, scarier, and let's be honest, more supernatural antagonist now. Like the devil's going to show up or some shit.
Okay, well, you might be right about that. But what I find interesting is that all of this interesting and cool stuff that they started the show with that could have lasted several seasons is now sort of swept aside. And it's like they're going to completely reinvent the show now.
We're losing certain key characters, but I don't think it's all gone. But yeah, I do agree. Because I don't think they had a second season in mind. I think this happens a lot nowadays. I don't think they knew where the fuck they were going.
Well, and
I'm not sure they had a second episode in mind. which, by the way, I saw that episode Almost Human you were talking about.
Yeah.
That you said you thought was the second episode.
Yeah.
Totally the second episode, for starters. Absolutely the second episode.
Yeah, I know.
So many reasons.
Yeah.
Definitely the second episode.
Yeah, right.
But also, as a guy who doesn't think the show is good, which I have been pretty upfront about.
That's right.
I have to concede that the show has improved quite a bit, and I just didn't realize it. Because, going back to that second episode, that sucked.
Yeah, it was really
awful. And I'm like, wow, they have come a ways that I wasn't aware of. I guess it was gradual enough, because that reminded me, and it wasn't like it was out of nowhere. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember when it was that bad. It's also fucking littered with plot lines that were just dead on arrival. We invented a lot of shit in that episode that never went anywhere.
No, that's right.
Is it weird?
Yeah, I don't know. Sleepy Hollow is very much the same kind of thing.
I haven't seen the finale.
I haven't either.
It's a 2-hour finale, which is actually just 2 episodes. They stuck together for scheduling purposes.
I haven't either, but I don't know.
Now, here's the important question.
These TV shows just aren't very good.
Dracula's over for the season.
Yeah.
I'm only allowed to hate watch one thing at a time. Technically, I'm not watching Dracula right now.
So you could start.
Does that mean I could watch Atlantis?
Atlantis. I don't know.
I've got it sitting on a DVR.
I don't know. It seems like there were some other things that I saw that I wanted to talk about.
I'm still considering getting
rid of. I can't remember.
I'm getting real close to considering dropping Blacklist.
I haven't even watched it.
It's arguably like the most acclaimed and popular new series this year. And I kind of understand why, but it's just it deals with shit I don't like. It deals with some nasty dark shit that I'm not enjoying. So I don't know. I'm not out yet. I'll probably make it to the end of the season, but I don't know. I have a lot of things to talk about from my 2 weeks.
Well, then you should.
Yes. My birthday happened.
That's right. Which I missed.
Yes.
Because I'm a bad friend.
But my birthday didn't do a lot. I went to work, and then I went to gaming, which somebody had to not be there for gaming. So we played Southeast Missouri Volunteer SWAT Team. Which was awesome.
So how many counties are eligible to volunteer for the Southeast Missouri Volunteer?
I don't know. It's based out of Poplar Bluff, so...
But since it's Southeast Missouri, it must encompass...
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't worked that out yet. this particular episode, our heroes consisted of the Mafia Enforcer in Witness Protection Program /... Catholic school PE teacher from the last time, but being played by a different person. An old hillbilly patriarch named Jed. And
really?
An alien Jed? Pretending to be a human that nobody knew was a human.
Nobody knew was an alien?
No, nobody knew was an alien, sorry, yes. And they were doing a drug bust on a Mexican cartel attempting to expand up into Missouri. But they were caught, and it turned out the whole thing was a ruse perpetrated by the Quebecois.
The what?
The Quebecois. People from Quebec. That's what you call people from Quebec, Quebecois.
Mm.
It was a Quebec-based drug cartel wishing to expand into Missouri, and their method was to take ridiculous amounts of cocaine, fly it up in the air, and seed the clouds with it.
Hmm. What?
I said...
No, I heard what you said. Because they thought it would fall... I mean, I don't get it.
Like snow. onto the populace, who would then get addicted. What happened involved some airplane chase scenes.
Oh, God.
Jed holding hostages a couple of times while on an airplane with a rocket launcher. Mm. They broke their van. Sorry, the SWAT mobile. They broke it. It got jammed in the back of the plane. And then they piloted the plane, which, by the way, had ungodly amounts of cocaine on it, mostly in two hoppers that were spilling it out the sides of the plane as it flew. So they essentially crop dusted a major part of the county with cocaine.
Mm.
And then the alien piloted them into the local reservoir.
Is that really what you call people from Quebec?
Yes. Huh. Quebecois.
You're not just making that up?
No.
I've never heard that before.
Yes.
And I've even been to Quebec.
Well, I mean, that's how you'd say it.
As a French student.
I don't know how you'd say it.
I don't remember ever being told
that. Quebecians.
That's what you called someone from Quebec. I guess my French teacher didn't cover everything.
No. They flew the plane with all the cocaine into the lake. And the only reason they didn't die is because I refused to kill any of the SWAT people. Because we just save them for next time. But everybody else died. A lot of dead French Canadians. And now the local reservoir is full of cocaine. So it was pretty fun. But Sunday night was my official birthday dinner. That involved massive amounts of sushi. And about 2 liters of beer.
Ugh. That sounds terrible.
A lot of sushi. More sushi than I had intended. But I ate it. And I was okay with that. And then the date night right after my birthday was kind of a birthday celebration as well. And we went to a new restaurant in that it was new to me, not that I'd never been there. I mean, in that I had never been there. It's not new.
Okay.
I have back pain. Shut up. The Clinton Street Social Club downtown.
They let you into that place? Did you have to wear a tie?
I did not. It was very nice. I liked it a lot.
Mm.
They are the only place in town that has poutine on their menu. So I finally got to try poutine.
What is that exactly?
Seriously, you went to Quebec?
Yeah.
And you don't know what poutine is and you don't know they're called the Quebecois?
No.
Did you go to like Quebec, Texas or something?
No. But I've seen that like
poutine
in things recently, like mentioned and stuff.
Poutine is a major Canadian comfort food.
I don't know what it is.
It is essentially French fries covered with warm cheese curd, so they're kind of like soft and spreadable, covered in gravy.
Ugh. But wait a minute. Where have I seen that mentioned, like, lately?
Epic Mealtime did a lot with poutine because they're Canadian.
Something else.
People make jokes about it.
Maybe that's... I'm just keep hearing jokes about it. I don't even know what they're talking about.
I recently saw a sketch that was a fake, like, Degrassi Junior High type show, but it was set in Ontario. It's called Wheels Ontario. It's on the Crawl Show. And it was okay, but the bit I liked is they had one of the students had gotten pregnant and she's in labor. And she calls him to come and, like, be by her while she's in labor. And she says, the doctor says, I'm 1/10,000 kilometer dilated. I thought that was pretty awesome.
Wait, what's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Because Canadian, making fun of Canadians. had poutine. Had the best cheese curds I've ever had.
It doesn't sound good. It was good?
It was really good. Wait for it.
Okay.
There was a warm Brussels sprout salad
Well, that sounds good.
I hate Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
I loved the salad.
Trish has been able to get me to...
We ordered a bunch of stuff. It was mostly for Trish.
Oh, okay.
Trish loves Brussels sprouts. She's gotten me to eat Brussels sprouts, and I'm fine with it, but it's usually despite the Brussels sprouts. You know, enough bacon fat, you can hide the taste of Brussels sprouts. This genuinely tasted of Brussels sprouts, and I loved it. Really good. We had a killer mac and cheese. They have... They do deviled eggs, as one... The place has small plates, medium plates, and larger plates. And one of the small plates is deviled eggs, and it's referred to as chef's fancy. The chef just decides a kind of deviled egg that night. And this one were called breakfast eggs, and it had sausage and orange and maple syrup mixed in. So they were really kind of sweet and savory kind of thing, and really tasty. And perhaps the most important thing, there was also a nice charcuterie plate, but perhaps the most important thing on their menu that we ordered, bucket of bacon.
This menu sounds strange to me, like all the way around.
It's a bucket of bacon. It's a metal bucket full of bacon. Comes to your table. You eat the bacon.
What's this place called again?
Clinton Street Social Club. It's like a lot of like tapas restaurants in the area, but it's a little more, I don't know, almost Midwestern focused. Like a lot of the dishes were very, you know, meat and cheese and stuff like this. But the menu is not dissimilar from a lot of other sort of like tapas places, like Devotee and things like that. But it was really good, and they had a killer selection of beers on tap, including one of my current favorites, West Coast IPA from Green Flash Breweries, but a few other really good ones too. So that was awesome. Also, seriously, it was a bucket of bacon, dude.
Whatever. Order it,
it's a bucket, just bacon.
That's...
Strips of bacon, sitting in it, you eat them. It's amazing. Trish's theory is that it's essentially their salty snack, that it's what people order at the bar. Like, you know, because usually you have some sort of salty snack on the menu that's a little... thing that
corn chips or
peanuts, you know,
peanuts, that kind
of, so that they'll order more drinks. So yeah, she thinks that's their version of it. That is really good. The mac and cheese actually is the thing that really surprised me by how tasty it was. It had bacon in it and it had mushrooms and a really strong earthy mushroom flavor to it that I really liked. their poutine I think actually could be vegetarian though, because they used a leek gravy, which I was a little hesitant on, because you're supposed to use like a chicken or a veal gravy, sort of one of the lighter meat gravies, but no, this was a leek gravy. It was really nice. Anyway, I think the only other thing of consequence to speak of is I saw Silver Linings Playbook finally last night.
Who's in that again?
Bradley Cooper, Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence.
By the way, I think only last night did I come to terms with exactly how many innocent people, cute babies, and, like, cuddly puppies I would straight up murder to look as good as Jennifer Lawrence looks.
What do you mean?
I mean, she's fucking stunning.
You know,
head to toe. Unbelievable. I would kill to look like that.
Okay.
Oh my god. That was amazing. But anyway.
Babies, huh?
Babies and puppies. Just fucking murder them. Anyway, you have not seen it, I take it?
I don't intend to see it.
I think you might like it.
I doubt it. I don't like Bradley Cooper at all.
Well, me neither, but that's not the point. This is not a Bradley Cooper movie. This is a David O. Russell movie.
Okay.
David O. Russell, the guy who did Three Kings, the guy who did I Heart Huckabees, my favorite movie
ever. Yeah, that's true.
And the guy who did American Hustle, which was terribly disappointing. But he did this, and I liked it. I liked it a fair bit. It's about crazy people, basically. Bradley Cooper is the main guy, and he's in an institution for an incident that happened. And his mom takes him out, and he's trying to sort of get his life back together. And in the process, he meets Jennifer Lawrence, who is in a similar boat. And it's very interesting. There's a lot of stuff with his dad, who's played by Robert De Niro. Yeah, I liked it. I liked it.
Okay.
I would recommend it.
Well, maybe. I don't know. Not likely.
I don't know that you'd love it. Well, have you seen I Heart Huckabees?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's great.
That's better than this.
Yeah. I guessed that already. But, I don't know. We'll see.
You got a weird chip on your shoulder about Bradley Cooper. He's done some stupid shit. Don't get me wrong.
It's not a chip. I just don't like him.
But this is the thing, and I'm learning this as I get older. You have to separate the ability of the actor from the projects they pick.
I know, I do that. Like,
I'm getting the sense. I think Bradley Cooper might actually be a really good actor. He just has only like 2% of the stuff he picked is any good.
I don't particularly like, as an actor, well, his name was just...
Give me a film, I can get there.
You know, Top Gun and...
Tom Cruise.
Don't particularly like Tom Cruise, but I liked him in Rain Man, although I felt like that was mostly the scenes with Dustin Hoffman. Kind of, you know, elevated his performance there.
Yeah.
But then I thought he really carried his own in A Few Good Men. And so there are some films I like with him in it. And he does another actor who, there's a lot of things I don't like him in, but I like him in anything, especially when he does like character acting, is George Clooney.
Yep.
So I know...
Will Smith is my big one for that.
And
Will Smith can be incredible. Almost everything he does is shit.
No.
But it's not his ability.
That's a good one too, but also Ben Affleck is like that. He did a great job in a film, I forget what it was called, but where he played... George Reeves, the first guy that played Superman on TV, he did an excellent job in that.
He also played a relatively small part in State of Play, which I don't actually think is a good movie, but it has some great performances, including him, and he's amazing.
And I liked him in Good Will Hunting, for that matter. And I thought that whole project was pretty good.
So you have to watch out. I'm starting to think, because of a
couple know that there
I've
are actors
seen.
Like that, and I know there's projects like that, but isn't it a romantic movie or whatever? I mean...
Yes.
I don't really like stuff like that most
Neither
of the
do
time.
I, though.
Well, that's true. That's true. Neither I always thought it was like a romantic something, and I don't care about that.
It's hard to say, but I'm not going to push real hard. The only reason I'm pushing at all is you seem really intensely opposed, and I can't figure out why. But I will say also, I think you can be fine not ever seeing it. But I don't think you should not see it. I think it's good. And I say that to other people too. Oh, also started the new season of Sherlock.
Yeah, we've only seen the first one. Downton Abbey and Sherlock.
The producer's officially given up on Downton Abbey, and I didn't watch it ever, so we're out of that. But started the first one of Sherlock. I'm good with it. I was worried. The whole episode is full of sort of feints.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some obvious ones, but there's other things where I'm like, I feel like I know by this vibe what direction this episode is going to go, and I don't want to go there, and then it doesn't go there. So it was kind of neat for that. Some of the pacing I still had issues with, but I also think some of the pacing is a matter of it's a 3-episode series, and you have to do some stuff. But in general, I was quite happy with it. More happy than I have been, actually. I have a love-hate thing with Sherlock.
Well, I thought the first season was really good. The second season was
I thought the first episode of the first season was really good. The second episode was pretty shitty, and the third episode had its ups and downs.
Well,
and then the second series, the whole thing felt a little awkward.
Well, see, I'd have to watch the first season again. I mean, when I watched the first season, I didn't have any problems with it at all.
I did right away.
Start to finish, I liked it. And the second one was a little uneven by comparison, but it was still okay. The thing is, the two main actors To me, they're always doing a really good job. I mean, whatever problems the story's having and other things are having, the two main characters...
Well, the performances in general have never been
an
issue.
Yeah, that's true, that's true.
But I think that's the thing, ultimately. It's a show about their relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we stray too much from that and get into whatever the mystery of the episode is, that can be bad because the mysteries aren't super great. And let's
really.
Be honest, people.
They're not. That's true.
In this day and age, if you go back and look at Conan Doyle's original stuff and look just at the mystery aspects, they're not that exciting. They're not that interesting. They're not that sneaky. Now, his writing, I speak specifically to the quality of the mystery, not to the quality of the writing. I'm still a big Conan Doyle fan. And these are ultimately based on those. And, yeah, it's way... The relationship between them is the point. And that's the thing. Like, second episode, first season, sort of got away from that. Third episode was just way proud of itself. Third episode was like, look how smart we are. And I got really... We are so off track. We're through much of the episode here. We probably should actually get to that.
Okay.
I feel like we have not...
You didn't really finish talking about your 2 weeks, though, did you?
No, that was pretty much it.
Oh, okay.
Silver Linings Playbook was supposed to be the end.
Okay.
Sorry, I feel like I have been more... I'm really out of it, people. I'm not sleeping good. I'm on a lot of drugs.
Which usually you don't have a... You kind of like that if that happens.
Well, but these aren't fun drugs. What do we got?
Mark McKibben.
Mark McKibben, hardhead number one.
Looks like
which is how he announces himself on the phone now.
This is a question. Dear fabricated personalities of the magical talking hat.
Now, that's just rude. He worked with us. He knows we're not fabricated.
Well,
our personalities.
Personalities.
Yeah, I guess maybe.
Are fabricated.
Yeah, that is.
And what personality isn't, really, when you think about it?
Personalities found in nature.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids, what would you have gotten away with?
Oh, so much.
Well.
Do you find Scooby-Doo problematic?
In what way? That's a strange question. Do you find Scooby-Doo problematic? Wow, I don't think I ever thought anyone would ever ask that question.
Oh, I feel like there could be whole college courses on this.
Problematic in what way?
Well, here's
like a talking dog? Yeah, that's problematic.
No, I'm fine with that. And to be fair, he only kind of talks. I actually owned a dog that could talk about as well as Scooby-Doo. When they would break through a door and it would be in the shape of them. No, that's not.
They didn't do that, did they? Or maybe you know,
I'm
they
pretty
did.
Sure they did. There was a Everybody lot of running that, I guess. Gags yeah. with Scooby and Shaggy. But here's the thing. I'm going to take it from the perspective of who I would say is the most gullible, most naive, and most impaired judgment on the show, which is Shaggy. Let's be fair, Scooby is just slightly more with it than Shaggy. Just slightly.
They both eat Scooby snacks.
Yes, which are clearly weed. Anyway.
Well, because of weed, I think, is what
I have
people think.
In my day, in the past, smoked a fair amount of weed. So I feel comfortable in this position. If I was traveling around all this time and kept encountering ghost stories, and literally every single time it was a dude in a rubber mask, at a certain point, even high as a kite, I would begin to at least be suspicious right from the get-go.
Well,
and Shaggy believes it's a ghost every goddamn time.
Well, does he really believe it's a ghost?
He does.
Or he's just scared. I mean,
No, I feel like he's really.
I mean,
really vibrant.
Look at people who go through haunted houses, like JC's haunted houses and stuff like that. They're scared. They're really scared. They're screaming. they're upset when they leave and they tell themselves they're never going to go through it again.
Let's not go over there because of the devil.
Well, I guess, but I don't know.
It's the curse. The Shaggy says
but,
shit like that.
But as you say,
it's the mummy.
But it, oh as you're God. Saying, he's not very bright. So
that's what I'm saying, though. I don't think it's possible to be that, like, at a certain point. Because it's like every episode, there were a lot of Scooby-Doo episodes. They're still making them. They're movies now, but still.
You're not answering the question, though. If it wasn't for those meddling kids, what would you have gotten away with?
Also, in a real story like this, like a movie, just pulling the mask off of the guy is not... Like, that's the thing. They pull the mask off and it's all over. Like, in the real one, they pull a mask off and he's like, yeah, it's me, and then he stabs them. Like, that never happened in Scooby-Doo.
No, because the police were there and he was going to go to jail.
Sometimes the police were there. Sometimes Mama Cass was there. Like, it wasn't always
or
that
Don
secured.
Knotts.
Or Don Knotts. I would stab Don Knotts.
What?
Regardless of anything else. I strayed off topic there, but I would totally stab Don Knotts.
And if it weren't for those meddling kids, you'd get away with it.
Exactly. Are they supposed to be doing anything? Do they have, like, jobs or school or things?
I don't know. No, they just drive around. And I don't know where they sleep when they're not sleeping
in
haunted castles. And
I think it's in the van.
I don't know how they make money or how they eat. I have no idea.
They might just be following the Grateful Dead really poorly. Hmm. Every once in a while, there's a point. Every once in a while, they're like, we're on our way to the music concert. But then the van broke down outside the spooky house.
Well, they're almost always on their way to something.
But did you ever watch The 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo?
No.
I really liked that show.
Okay.
I shouldn't have. Vincent Price was on that show.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids, what would you have gotten away with? You just don't even have an answer, do you?
No, there's no answer to that. If you got an answer...
I'm thinking.
Good luck. Does it hurt?
Well, let's see.
I gotta specify some meddling kids.
If it wasn't for those meddling kids, what would I have gotten away with? I don't know. Maybe. No, that's not one.
Probably would have gotten into a lot more trouble. I can think of a lot of circumstances where I was with people and we would have gotten in trouble, but they had kids at home to worry about.
They had kids.
I don't have no kids. Yeah.
Because they had kids at home. They couldn't do this thing, and so then you couldn't either.
Exactly. Well, frequently would involve them, too. Like, well, let's go. And no, can't. There's kids. So, now whether I would have gotten
away with it, that's hard to say.
Various things.
So this is where the meddling kids catch you and tell on you, and so you're caught. I don't think it's ever happened to me.
No. Besides, he's not really asking; he's making a joke by quoting Scooby-Doo.
I know.
So I was attempting to engage on the same level by just talking about Scooby-Doo.
I know. But I was attempting to come up with a clever answer other than just engaging in.
Scooby-Doo's an asshole, right? I mean, just straight out.
Well, I'm no fan of Scrappy.
And then there was that other, like, you remember Spike, Snoopy's cousin? There was a Scooby-Doo equivalent. He was sort of a tan looking, like a pale tan dog.
Scrappy's cousin Spike? Or?
No, Snoopy.
Oh, Snoopy had a cousin named Spike. Snoopy, I
thought. Had a similar thing. There was some other dog that showed up. That was really dumb version. He looked like a lighter color palette of Scooby. I think he had a hat on.
A hick version of Scooby.
Yes, basically, yes. But also, like, that was the thing of how dumb he was. But yeah, the whole bit, I think, was that he was like a hick. I don't remember his name, though.
I don't either. You're right, he was kind of grayish.
And it was just something stupid. It was like Scobby-Doo instead of Scooby-Doo or some bullshit like that.
I don't know.
And then there was Scrappy, yes. Do you think they focus grouped it? Because at a certain point, Scooby-Doo, which was Fred, Velma, Daphne, Shaggy, Scooby,
mm-hmm.
became Scooby, Scrappy, Shaggy, Daphne.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you think they, like, focus grouped it?
I have no idea.
But I feel like I remember episodes that were Scooby, Shaggy, Velma, and Scrappy. But I'm not positive.
I don't remember that.
But I definitely remember, because by 13 Ghosts of Scooby-Doo, it was Scooby, Shaggy, Daphne, Scrappy.
Yeah, I don't know why they did that.
It must have been like focus testing or whatever. I mean, Fred was a throwaway.
Yeah, that's
true.
He was.
No point to Fred.
That's right.
But Velma was awesome. There is a cult dedicated to Velma out there.
Yeah, she was my favorite, really.
Yeah.
I loved her.
Jinkies.
Yeah. So why did they get rid of her?
I don't know.
I don't know either. It was weird. That whole thing was weird when they did that, I thought. And I didn't know what the deal was with Scrappy. He was so annoying. Nobody liked him.
I hope this is working, because the recording is looking weird on the screen.
But I liked Scooby-Doo. That was one of my favorite cartoons when I was growing up. Until it got weird.
Okay, I'm getting really nervous here. Is this still... Yeah, okay, I guess it's working. Well, it was a little weird in the middle. It slowed down and...
Okay.
Yeah, being odd.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. There's a lot of noise in here.
That's just the heat kicking on.
Well, there's that, and then there's...
The producer's watching some video in the
Well, then there was some other sound, and then there's traffic. It seems like there's always some noise going on.
Fine, I'll put up egg crates.
No, I'm not complaining. I'm just saying that...
I'll just put up eggs.
Maybe it's making that look weird or something. I don't know. What are you using? You're using Audacity?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, when I record with Audacity, sometimes the waveform looks weird when there's even just...
No, but I'm not even talking about the waveform. I'm talking about the pacing, the little thing. Like, would the actual waveform would move past the thing, and it would move not at the same pace it usually does.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, I know. So I'm worried in between there.
We're probably out of time.
We're getting close. But we can probably do one more. So let's give it a shot.
I think this episode is proving that when you're a little out of it because of whatever, drugs or whatever, I really can't carry the show.
We always suspect it.
I can't make up for whatever problems you're having.
All right, this is also from Mark McKibben.
Oh.
So it's his night. Dear Tony and William.
Oh, he doesn't call us fabricated personalities this time.
If you haven't seen Thor: The Dark World yet, are you planning to? If you have, what did you think of it? Seriously? Dude, you are hard hat number one. And one of the parts that goes along with that, one of the assumptions, is that you've listened to this show before.
Well, maybe we hadn't talked
about it. No, I know what you're going to say. Maybe he sent in that question before we talked about it. Entirely possible. I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt and say that's even the case. But here's the deal.
Right.
Have either of us seen a movie since we started this damn podcast and not talked about it?
Oh, I have, but you haven't, no.
Well, and have you seen a movie of any consequence?
Yeah.
No, you're full of shit.
Well, there's been a couple times where you brought up a movie you've seen, and I have to say, oh yeah, I saw that too.
Okay, you suck at it, yes. So it's possible you forgot you saw Thor in the Dark World until I saw it.
But you always see these things before me, well, almost always.
Well, and
then we talk about it, so.
Has there been a major, like, comic book movie or thing since this came out that we don't talk about, at least? At least to say, yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, you're right. And then you...
Speaking of which, I may never see the Hobbit movies. I think I've decided that.
You see the comic book ones pretty early, too, so...
It varies. The problem is they're fucking long, so I can't see them on a usual date night thing.
But we've both seen it.
But I'm like, why...
Actually, I saw it pretty quickly, didn't I?
You saw it before me, I believe.
Yeah, because it was before the show. I was watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and I wanted to see it before that episode.
Which actually is what we did, too, but it was a little bit... I think it was a week past, because we just had it on the DVR, so then we had to do it before then. But in what world did he think we wouldn't talk about it?
Well, just something to ask. I mean, what's the big deal?
Because I don't
Because what if... It's not impossible that we might not have seen it. It's not impossible that we might have decided not to see it, and therefore we wouldn't have talked about it. But, of course, the part that you're right is a little unbelievable is if you have seen it, what'd you think of it? Because if we had seen it, we would already have been talking about
well,
it.
Well, and if you haven't, do you intend... I mean... Like, yeah, no, never brought up this huge-ass movie coming out.
I don't, yes, we intend to. I think it's fine.
Or yes, we did, but no, we didn't.
But we have seen it, and we did talk about it. You liked it okay, right? I don't remember.
I liked it better than the first one.
Yeah, I think I did too.
But I did not like the first one.
Right. Nor did I.
I liked everything about this one except the script.
That's right, that's right, that's right. That's what you said.
Yes. The story is stupid.
I seem to recall that whatever you had to say about it, I pretty much agreed with you on it.
But it was performed well, it looked pretty. It was just stupid story.
Yeah, that's about right.
Also, I like to make fun of Mark. It's kind of my deal.
Now are we at the end?
Yeah, close enough.
Close enough.
You all should write the hat, and I'll make fun of your questions, too. But maybe ask stuff that, like, don't send in a question and ask how our week has been, you know?
Yeah, because we're pretty much always going to...
We got that covered. Yeah. Now somebody's going to do it.
And then we'll just have
wait and see who it is. You know what's coming up?
No.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
What?
My life gets very exciting in the near future.
In what?
In the near future.
Oh, okay.
I was saying it cool. In February is GamaCon.
Okay.
I'm very excited about that. Local gaming convention.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm very excited about that. I'm going to see some listeners then, too. They'll be coming over from Quad Cities.
You know, by the way, it's about a year ago. The show we were doing a year ago at the same time was our 99th episode, and we were talking about being in the newspaper. And I think that's the episode we introduced Dave Avid as a listener.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, either that one or the one before.
Yes, no, it was.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought Dave Avid was around a while before that.
It's the first time you said, we've got a new listener,
well, maybe
David.
Then.
And I was trying to sound like Hal from 2000.
Oh, okay.
That was a year ago.
All right. Anyway, later.
But you'll see him probably, right?
Oh, absolutely. In February, I'll see him. And his lovely wife. And then in March, the first home game of roller derby happens.
Oh, yeah.
And also, the producer is working basically 7 days a week right now on this huge project, but it'll be over late March, and we have scheduled a 4-day trip to a hotel on the shores of Lake Michigan, where we're going to relax and look out at the very cold waves and just recharge our batteries and be happy. And then,
okay,
nothing much happens in April. In May...
Are you going to tell me about your whole year?
No, I'm getting to a big one.
Okay.
In May is our 10th anniversary.
Yeah.
Which we'll be bringing folks in for that, because we do that every 5 years. From both families, we'll be bringing in... And then in June, as of today, in June, the producer has secured tickets, 5th row, Des Moines Civic Center, to see Eddie Izzard.
No kidding.
Fucking A.
Wow.
I know.
That's really impressive.
I am super psyched.
I didn't even know he was still, like, doing stuff like that.
I did not either. I am too psyched. I cannot maintain this level of psyched till June, but that's what's going to happen.
Well, so, be here before you know it.
My life is awesome. How is yours? Go to the blog and tell us.
Yeah.
TheMagicalTalkingHat.com. Go there. Entertain me, people. Also, write the hat, TheMagicalTalkingHat@gmail.com. Whatever your heart is curious about. Don't write things that you think we want you to write. Write the stuff you really want to know. The stuff you really want us to talk about. And specifically stuff that you're not 99% sure we're going to talk about anyway.
Well, Mark, I'm very grateful for your submissions, and I think they're just fine. So thank you so much for those.
William always did like you best. Good night, people. I'm going to go take some Valium.
Yet another mystery solved by the hosts of the Magical Talking Hat. Do you have a question that begs to be answered? Then please write the hat at themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. That's themagicaltalkinghat@gmail.com. Also, visit the hat at themagicaltalkinghat.com. The music for this episode was provided by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.com.